And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have Blake Bassett, who is the Partnership Coordinator at Manti LaSalle National Forest. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for coming in. You are here to talk about the forest plan revision. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so the Manti LaSalle National Forest is undergoing a forest plan revision, and it's the first plan revision since 1986, so about 30 years ago. And the forest plan revision really dictates or provides strategic guidance for how a national forest should be managed. So from recreation to grazing, ranching, things like that, it just provides that overarching guidance for the forest.
Now, it's supposed to be done how often?
It's supposed to be done every 10 to 15 years. But we were awaiting a planning rule, which is supposed to be passed by Congress, and the last one was passed in 2012. The previous one before that was passed in 1982.
And
Yeah, that's what the previous plan, or the current Manti LaSalle National Forest plan, was built off of. So this new 2012 planning rule has a few different components to it. The first is that it really stresses public participation in the process. And so actually that's my whole job as partnership coordinator, is to try to get the public involved, to try to get feedback for this forest plan revision, you know, how people are using the forest, how they would like it to be used in the future, and just general feedback on components of this forest plan. Another big change is that under the 2012 rule, authority to approve the plan has actually been pushed down from the regional forester, which in the state of Utah is up in Ogden, down to the forest supervisor here in Price. And that was really intended to push the decision-making down closer to the ground and closer to those affected by the plan.
Which makes sense, because they know how the community members would use that. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. I think it allows for a more holistic approach for the forest planning process, and really enables the public to have a stronger voice in the process.
I agree. So these open houses are to invite the community to come out, voice their opinion on how they want to use the land or how they've been using it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that feedback is critical throughout this process. And also at these open houses that we'll be hosting, we'll be providing information on the forest plan revision process. You know, it's a 4-year long process, so this is kind of a commitment by us, and we'll be requiring a lot of feedback from the public over that 4 years. So we'll be letting the public know how they can participate, the methods through which we'll be contacting the public. So it'll be a good event. And like you said, we'll be accepting initial feedback from the public as well on how they're using the land and how they would like to see it used in the future.
And it's important for them to make sure they're there, because this is their time, you know, to let you guys know, hey, we like that part. We use it a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's critical.
Now, say I can't make your open houses. Is there a way that I can let you know, write a letter or anything like that?
Absolutely. So you can write a letter to the supervisor's office, and the address for that is 599 West Price River Drive. And that's in Price, Utah, zip code 84501. We can also be reached via email, and that's a preferred method, which is mlnfplanrevision@fs.fed.us. And then we also have a website where we'll be posting information about the plan revision process and updates on feedback from the public, and that website is www.fs.usda.gov/Manti LaSalle, all one word.
So they can find out more there as well.
Yes, more there as well.
All right, so anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I just want to, again, encourage the public to come out for these meetings and talk with us, as well as I want to highlight the dates and locations of these meetings. So on July 11th, we'll be hosting a meeting at Price, or in Price, at the Carbon County Event Center at 450 South Fairgrounds Way. On July 12th, we'll be in Moab at the Grand Center, which is 182 North, 500 West. On the 13th of July, we'll be in Monticello at the Canyon Country Discovery Center, which is at 1117 North Main Street. On the 14th of July, we'll be in Blanding at the Public Library, which is at 25 West, 300 South. Then on the 19th of July, we'll be in Castledale at the Emory County Courthouse, which is at 75 East Main. And on the 21st of July, we'll be in Manti at the Sand Peak County Courthouse, which is at 160 North Main. And all of these meetings run from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the public can stop by at any time. They don't have to stay for the entire period. And we'll have Forest Service personnel on hand to ask and, you know, answer any questions and receive feedback from them.
That is great. Well, thank you so much in telling us about this. This will be a good thing. I know it will. We'll get community members out there to participate in this. So to learn more about this, join the Manti-LaSalle National Forest open houses. You've got specific dates, and we will have those on Castle Country Radio website, so you can take a look at these. There will be six different communities that will have these. So come and be a part of this. Be a part of the process of the plan and revision team. And this has been a Castle Country FYI.